Blog Talk Radio.
Be still and know that Jesus, he is God. Amen. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, and I'm joining you live from Macon, Mississippi. And Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Be still and know that Jesus, he is God. Amen. There's none like Jesus in all the earth. He is God, and he is God all by himself. He doesn't need your help. He doesn't need my help because he is God. And he's telling us now to be still and know that he is God. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior, and he is our Redeemer, and he is a very present help in the time of trouble. He is our refuge. He is our high tower. In Jesus Christ, in him will I put my trust. Be feel and know that he is God. That ministered to me, my soul, and I hope it ministered to your soul, to be still to quiet yourself and steal away to Jesus and know that he is God. Sometimes all we have to do is stand what still and see the salvation of God. We don't need to do anything. When we've done all we can do, we just do what we stand. Amen. He said, wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good courage. He says, wait on the Lord. I say, wait on the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Jesus has a purpose and a time for everything under the sun. And a lot of times we just need to let go and let God have his way. When we give our burdens to the Lord, when we turn our problems over to him, when we turn our concerns over to him, we do what? Lay it at Jesus' feet. We lay it at his feet. We ask him to fix it. Amen. We ask him to show up and show himself mighty and strong. And then Jesus can do it. If we just wait and know that he is God and let Jesus have his perfect way. Amen. Because can't nobody do you like the Lord. Jesus Christ, he is the potter, and we are the what? Clay. Amen. All we need to do is just let go and let him have his way in our life. If we are obedient as dear children, Jesus, he will fix it for you. Laying our burdens at his feet, entrusting everything unto him. My mother always would say, if you're going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to worry, don't pray. So we need to give our burdens over to the Lord and allow God to just intercede on our behalf. Amen? Because Jesus is an intercessor. He intercedes for us. Hallelujah. And even his Holy Spirit, will make intercession for us, groanings that cannot be uttered. Sometimes, you know, I just get joy when I think about what the Lord has done for me. And sometimes I have groanings that I can't even utter, because the joy of the Lord, what is my strength? It's our strength, the joy of the Lord. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Amen. And guess what? The world can't take it away. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And Jesus said that he would give us joy. What? Unspeakable. Hallelujah. You can't even express how joyous, how you feel. It's just bubbling over. Your cup will run over with goodness. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, because the joy of the Lord. So that's what we're talking about today. And know that Jesus, he's God. Know that God is God all by himself. He already knows the beginning from the end. As Jeremiah says, he knows his plans for you. His thoughts are of good and not evil, to give you a hope, to give you hope and what an expected end. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. A future. Hallelujah. A glorious future. Amen. And even he has a city, hallelujah, waiting on you, with streets paved with gold. Hallelujah. Glory be. Isn't that wonderful? Think about that. Think on those things that are lovely, Jesus said, that are pure and that are a good report. Think about that city. He says a new city. He said a new Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Streets are paved. You know, this is, you know, also when you think about what Jesus has done and who he is and what he is to us and what he's doing right now and what he's going to do and what he has prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah. Jesus is such an awesome, wonderful Savior. He is a rewarder, he says, of them that diligently seek him. Jesus is a very present help in the time of trouble. Let's go and turn with me to the 46th division of Psalms. Psalm 46. That's where our scripture is coming out of today. Psalm 46. Write the psalm down and you can remember and meditate on this scripture. The word of God have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. And we want to be able to meditate on the word of God. Each time we read a scripture, if we read the same scripture, there will be a new revelation that God will give us every time we read it, because Jesus is a revealer. Hallelujah. He will reveal things to you. And he is our not only our redeemer, but he's our revealer too. He'll reveal his secrets. He said he revealeth his secrets to the prophet. Amen. He'll reveal things to you in his word, because God, in the beginning, what was the word? And the word was God, and the word was God. Amen. And it became flesh and what? Dwelt among us. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I feel Jesus. What about you? Psalm 46 and verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Here is our focus verse for today. 46 division of Psalms, in the 10th verse reads, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Father, in the most mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ, we come right now just thanking you, Father, for an opportunity to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy in the time of need. We thank you, Father God, for being a very present help in the time of trouble. We thank you for being able to come to you, Father, the rock, hallelujah, that rock, hallelujah, that, Father, we can cry out, Abba, Father, to you, and we can cast our cares upon you. And, Father, we know that you care for us, and we bless your name on today. We ask that you forgive us of our sins. Father, we ask that you will help us to walk, Father God, in the Holy Spirit and to not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But, Father, to acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you will direct our path. So speak to our hearts, O God, and Holy Spirit. Cover us with your blood of Jesus. Allow us to not only hear, Lord Jesus, what you are speaking unto the church, but let us, Father God, be doers of your holy and precious word, that you will be pleased with us, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for being the potter, and we are the clay. Shape us and continue to mold us into what you will have us to be. Continue to keep us safe in your loving arms. In Jesus, the mighty name. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Be still and know that I am God. He says, I will be exalted among the heathen. and I will be exalted in the earth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. And let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Because there is none like Jesus in all the earth. He says, I will be exalted among the heathen. He says, and I will be exalted in the earth. And if you don't cry out and praise me, the rocks, he says, going to praise them. I won't let any rock cry for me, because I'm going to give God glory and that honor that's due his holy and the righteous name. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. And praise him when the sun is going down. Praise him when the sun is shining. And praise him when it's raining outside. Jesus will be exalted in all the earth. He said he will be exalted among the heathen. We're living in the last days. Hallelujah. Jesus wants us to cry out, Father. Hallelujah. He wants us to bless his name. He wants to let our light shine to save others, Father, to help others to come to Christ, to give others the word of God, to cry loud and spare not. This is the time that we need to be about our Father's business. Jesus is exalted in the earth. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on in this world, no matter what someone else is doing or whatever crime may be existing, God is still God, and he is God, and he's got God all by himself, and beside him there is none other. Jesus wants us to pray for that, for the homosexual. Pray for those that need deliverance. Pray for them that are afar off, that operating in other spirits. Pray for them that they may turn from their evil and wicked ways and humble themselves and pray and seek God, and that God will hear from heaven and heal their land in the name of Jesus Christ. We need to be living epistles read of all, but we need to be still and know that he is God. God is not a God that he's going to leave us or forsake us. He says, I'm with you even into the end of the world. That's the kind of God we serve. He'll never leave us, and he'll never forsake us, regardless of what you're going through, what you are up against, or what you are facing. He said, be still and know that I am God. God is great, and he is mighty. God shows up, and he will show up in your situation and show out. Hallelujah. Because that's the kind of God we serve. He will intercede on your behalf. He will speak on your behalf. Hallelujah. He will dispatch angels on your behalf. Hallelujah. To go before you and encamp around you in the name of Jesus Christ. We must utilize the power that Jesus has given us and endowed us with. After we've repented of our sins and been born of the water and of the Spirit by baptism in the name of Jesus, he told us to wait until we are endued with power from on high. And that way we can cast those devils out in the name of Jesus Christ. We can speak life into a dead person. And we can spiritually raise them from a spiritual death in the name of Jesus Christ, because we will be endued with that power. If we don't have any power, then what good are we? We must use this power that God has given us. So if he's given us the power, we must walk in authority, in that power. If God gives you the power, he's given you the authority to walk in the power and to exercise the power that is in you. He says, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. We have power to rain, to speak to the rain and say, rain, cease in the name of Jesus Christ. To speak to that situation and declare and decree to that situation in the name of Jesus Christ. But we must know that we are operating under an anointing. The anointing is what removes the burden and destroys the yoke of bondage off of everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. He said it's the anointing that removes the burden. Amen. And so that anointing, we ask God to give us today, that his anointing will just fall afresh upon each listener today, and that we'll listen at any time his holy anointing. Send, Father God, your holy anointing. Just fall afresh on each of one of us that's assembled here on Jabez Radio 1, that we will, Father, have an encounter with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And that Holy Ghost power, Father God, will saturate our hearts and our minds and our souls, and that we walk in and operate in authority in the name of Jesus, and be still and know that you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is backing us up. He left to go, he says, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be also. He said, but I will not leave you comfortless. The Holy Ghost, which is the comforter, shall show you some things to come. Has the Holy Ghost shown you anything? He showed me some things that I've seen that's come to pass, and there are things that I have seen that have not come to pass that are still in the process of manifestation. Because God is not a man that he should lie, and he's so awesome. But even though he's gone away to prepare a place, so when we leave this earth, we have a resting place with him, amen, and a city, that new Jerusalem. But he says greater works, and we would do greater. We would do greater works. So he says, I go away, but I won't leave you comfortless. He said, I'm going to leave you something. I'm going to leave you something till we meet again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Holy Ghost is what Jesus, he left us with, his comforter. Isn't that awesome that Jesus is a Holy Ghost is a comforter? Yes, we need to be comforted, amen, in times of storm or in time, as the song said, trouble. Yes, comfort. And it's a blessed assurance knowing that Jesus is ours. Hallelujah. You know the song. What a foretaste of glory divine. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he says, I go away. But he says, I won't leave you comfortless. The Holy Ghost, which is the comforter, shall lead and guide you into all what? Truth. Amen. He's not a man, remember, that he should lie. So he's going to guide you into what? All truth. Amen. Amen. Tell the truth. We hear this cliche. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Tell the truth. Speak the truth in love. We need to speak that. Tell them the truth. Tell the world about Jesus. Tell them the truth. Tell them the good news that Jesus, hallelujah, was bled. He bled and he died on the cross. And he rose again. Hallelujah. He died for you and me, and he rose, you know, for you and I, for our sins and the sins of the world. Go tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Let that authority, walk in that authority and the power that he's given you. Use that to do greater works. He said, because we would do greater works. So Jesus wants us to be faithful. He wants us, he says, because he's faithful. And he said it's required of his ministers to be faithful. And that's in everything that we do. God is desiring for faithfulness. And if we're going to represent Jesus, then we have to be found faithful, even knowing that he is God. We can't waver. We can't doubt. Even in our waiting, we still have to just know that he is God. Well, even when it doesn't look like it, it's going to come to pass. Looks like your prayers are going to get answered. Look like your children won't turn back to Jesus, or they won't do the right thing. Or your husband won't do the right thing. Or your wife won't do the right thing. Or your boss gives you a hard time and won't do the right thing. Jesus, to be still and know that I am God. And all we have to do, it says here in 46, right? Psalm 46. He is what? A very present help. Jesus will show up and he will show out. You've heard it. People say it all the time. God is an intercessor. He is going to intercede on your behalf. He is our Father. And it's just like parents that have children, they cover their children. They look out for their children. They know that their children need their protection. And that's how our Father is in heaven. He wants us to be totally dependent on him. Amen. Totally dependent on him. Just like a child that's 2 and 3 years old and they see their daddy come home and they throw their hands up with both hands up and they want them to do what? Pick them up. Hallelujah. They look for their father to pick them up and hold them and care for them and love them. Amen. And that's what Jesus is wanting us to do. He wants us to be still. Hallelujah. And know that he is God. First, take your burdens to the Lord. Take whatever it is that's distracting you, disturbing you, or bothering you. Take your concerns to him. Lay it then. Be still and know that he is God. The Lord put that on my spirit today. Yesterday. Be still and know that he is God. Just be still. And it's been resonating in my soul. Just be still and know that he is God. And that lets me know that we serve a great and mighty God. He can do all things but fail. He's a what? A very present help in the time of trouble. Even if everything is going great, still God. Amen. Even not just when things are bad, he is there. He is always, always there. He never leaves us. He is faithful and he is just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's what he wants us to do today. Cleanse ourselves from unrighteousness. To lay hold on eternal life. How do we do that? Ask him to come into our hearts, come into our thoughts and our minds, to have the mind of Christ, to give us a renewed spirit and a right spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may not sin against him. Because Jesus, and he wants us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. And he wants us to walk in love, and he wants us to walk in truth, and he wants us to acknowledge him in all of our ways and to order our steps. Jesus Christ will order our steps if we ask him to order, if we acknowledge him, because he's a jealous God. And Jesus says, beside him, there is none other. So don't go whoring around with other gods. It could be your home. It could be your job. It could be your spouse, your money, your position. Don't go whoring around. God wants us to be faithful like he is, faithful even unto death. And be faithful even not only in our walk, but in our prayer life, and faithful in our spirit. And faithful in our hope, and faithful, habashirabosi, glory to God, in our faith. Because the prefix of faithful is faith. He wants us to be faithful in our faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Be still and know that he is God, and beside him there is none other. God is so awesome. He is just a wonder in my soul. Hallelujah. And there's no good thing he said he would withhold from them that walk upright. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God will fight your battles even if you in a battlefield. He said he even causes wars to cease. He causes the wars to cease. Hallelujah. Be still. Glory to God. Know that the battle is not yours. It doesn't belong to you. Hallelujah. It belongs to the Lord. God bless you.